The government has announced changes to the early childhood education sector, which it says will make it easier for new centres to be set up. It's removing what's called network approval provisions, which give government sign-off where a centre can be set up. It's also scrapping the requirement for staff to have a full higher-level practising certificate. To discuss this, I'm joined by the Chief Executive of the Early Childhood Council, Simon Lalba. Kia ora, was this change necessary?
Kia ora. Oh, absolutely. This is a really good day for everyone in the early childhood sector who are really struggling with layer after layer of regulation that's been imposed on them. And here we've got a bit of clear thinking and some crazy rules getting removed.
So are there people lining up wanting to set up new centres? Will there be a flurry of early child sector businesses open?
Well, the network management proposal you mentioned, that's been in place for well over a year now, and it's resulted in centres, kind of the new centres, just drying up. So if you look at somewhere like Wellington, there are no new centres coming for Wellington anytime soon. Meantime, you're seeing lots of centres closing. So that's bad news for parents, because as you lose more and more options, what's left may be unsuitable, but also gets more costly.
When people see the information about removing the requirement to staff to have a higher level practising certificate, they might be concerned that this is a lowering of teaching standards. Is that the case?
Not at all. What is happening is a new requirement that was going to come in August later this year, which was going to lift the standard, that is being removed, basically because it didn't really make any sense. So based on our surveys, there are about 100 centres across the country that just simply couldn't comply with the new standard. They'd have to close. They had no option. Everyone's positive about increasing standards, but it's a case of how quickly can you go, and going that quickly where it just doesn't work for that many centres is just doesn't make any sense. I think the principle of improving the standards is not what the sector reacted to, but that would have just flicked a switch overnight and they'd be gone. That does not help anybody.
Tēnā koe, that's Simon Lalba, the Chief Executive of the Early Childhood Council.